Visit us anytime on South Lindbergh in Sunset Hills or at the corner of Market and 20th Street. Union Station is next to us.
Who's ready for a USDA Prime steak? You won't find USDA Prime beef at the grocery store because it's graded as the highest 2% of beef sold in the country, and its supply is gobbled up by all the finest restaurants. At Surf and Sirloin, located on eastbound Manchester Road just west of 270, that's what's on the menu. USDA Prime, 14-ounce New York strip, 16-ounce ribeye, 22-ounce porterhouse, or a barrel-cut filet mignon. And with fresh seafood flown in daily, Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637 or through the app Open Table or online at surfandsirloin.com.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Riley here from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Sunset Hills on Lindbergh Boulevard, just off the Watson Road, next to St. Louis Bread Co. Whether it's a job interview or a first date, Lady Jane's in Sunset Hills will make sure you look great for whatever is on your plate. Get a precision haircut, hot lather neck shave, and hot towel treatment for just $14. Lady Jane's in Sunset Hills on Lindbergh Boulevard, just off the Watson Road, next to St. Louis Bread Co., where we believe success favors the well-groomed. Lady Jane's in Sunset Hills. It's wicked awesome.
Royal Banks of Missouri is all about convenience for you. Where else will you find extended drive-up hours until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 2 p.m. on Saturday? You're busy, and now you have a bank with the flexibility your schedule needs. What was that about convenience? Sign up for Royal Banks of Missouri mobile banking system, and rates are down. Refinance your home mortgage. Finance that next vacation with a home equity line of credit, or take care of that new car loan, all with Royal Banks of Missouri. Check them out at royalbanksofmo.com.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America's asking you to call.
Drive well. Chevrolet. We've been through all the fan mail, stacks and stacks of it, and emails, and backed by popular demand from the conference room at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Would you please welcome again Jim Not So Slim Sappho and John Triple Sticks Londoff.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Actually, Johnny Triple Sticks. Are you okay with that, John? You okay with Johnny?
That's fine.
Because that sounds more like a mobster, Johnny Triple Sticks.
Yeah,
Vito, Gino the Nose and Johnny Triple Sticks. Then Jim Not So Slim Sappho steps in and finishes it off. So, gentlemen, how are you?
We're good. Fantastic.
That's good. Well, how can you not be? Look outside. I mean, step outside. It's a perfect day.
Absolutely.
The perfect day. What do the folks need to know about what's going on there today and tonight?
Well, we already got 7 sold for the day. We got 4 new and 3 used.
Oh, that's good. Good day.
Boss is on his way home, so we're trying to make a good impression when he gets here. So keep him in a good mood.
There's still a lot of time left because, as he would say, you're open late, late, late tonight.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's sure. We are open till 9 o'clock, and we will be here as late as it takes to get you home in your new or pre-owned Chevrolet.
Now, the last time, or 2 visits ago, we mentioned that you had 1 Equinox that was a 2019, brand new, that was left, and just by talking about it, gone. Is there anything like that today that... And when we say you want it off the lot, it's not because it's undesirable. It's because that's what car dealerships do. They move inventory. Is there anything that the listeners might not know about but should know about? Because there might be that one person out there listening go, oh, my goodness, that's exactly what I'm looking for. But there might only be one. What would that vehicle be, do you think?
I don't know if there's any one, but we still have a great selection of remaining 2019 vehicles. We got the all new Chevy Blazer.
Now did they redesign the Blazer? That the first year for that was 19, correct?
Yes, sir.
Are the 20s out yet?
The 20s are out. We still have some 2019s in inventory also. So it's a fantastic vehicle that you can get a great deal on.
So do you have like a sort of a in your head a deadline for when, like by this date, we don't want one single 2019 left on the lot. Is there any such time as that?
Not really. You know, there's no hard. You know, obviously you want everything to sell as soon as possible, but there's no hard date or deadline that we have internally. But
we'd sure like them out of here by the first of the year, that's for sure.
Yeah, and that's exactly, I was going to say, how many normally in a year after the first of the year of the previous models do you have? Probably not many, if any at all.
No,
not many at all. We do a pretty good job of keeping getting rid of the 19s when the 20s start hitting and stuff like that. We watch our inventory pretty close.
See, they're two. Look, everybody's different, and some people only buy pre-owned. And I used to have a family friend, and he would only buy demos. He wouldn't buy a car if it had 2 miles on the other side. He wanted it to have, like, you know, 4,000. It was a demo. The boss drove it or whatever. And then there are people that deliberately buy last year's models just when there are very few of them left on the lot. Like the 2020s come out, they'll wait as long as they can and then go take a look at how many 19s are left because there's a deal to be made there. They save money by doing that. Do you have any people like that? I guess you do, who are regular, like, demo buyers. They only buy demos. Do you have anybody like that?
There's certain people, they prefer to buy demos. There was a guy a long time ago that he would only buy my grandpa's Chevy Caprice demos. I still remember.
Which would have been black, if I remember. Always black, right?
Yep. Caprice and then Impalas, because I remember the last one that he bought from my grandpa, he had him sign the dashboard.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Your dad told us that. That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like one of a kind. Signed car. Not something you see every day. So what else is going on?
Nothing. We got a big selection of pre-owned cars. We got over 200 pre-owned cars here. We got 800 and something new vehicles on the ground. So you talk about selection. We got a selection for you. If you're in the market for a car, we'll make the deal.
If somebody wants to take a test drive, what do you charge for a test drive?
Test drive? We don't charge for test drives. You kidding me?
What? Oh, you can't say that, by the way. John has that copyright. You cannot say, are you kidding me? Because I believe that was the voice of Jim Not-So-Slim Sappho. Jim, you got a lot of nerve saying, are you kidding me? Blood relatives can. Three Sticks can say it. But I don't think, go back and look at the employment agreement. I don't think you can say, are you kidding me? You can't say that. So edit that out, Limey. When he said, are you kidding me? Hang on. Edit it out. Take it out.
Radio edit.
Get it out so John doesn't hear it. Because if he hears that, he's going to...
Flip out.
What?
Now, Frank.
Yeah.
Frank, wait a minute. The boys call me Uncle Jimmy anyway.
Uncle Jimmy anyway?
I thought your last name was Sappho.
Well, we got to change it. I was calling him Jim Not So Slim. No, it's Uncle Jimmy anyway. No.
Because
he didn't use it in that context.
Oh, right.
He wasn't changing subject. Anyway. So Uncle Jimmy anyway... No, I don't think that qualifies.
Too many syllables.
I'd stay away from. Are you kidding me? I would. I try to never say it when I'm talking to John.
You just say, "Are you shing me,
Dan?" Please. Dan obviously has career suicide in mind and wants to be taken off the air. So I was going to ask something else. I was going to ask you. Oh, do you ever have people buy a car and they never drive it? Like they'll look online or they'll come walk around and they buy it and they don't test drive it? Because I know there are people who've told me they buy a car and they don't need to drive it. You can't have many people like that.
We don't have many people like that, but that's what the internet has caused in this world today. I mean, people perceive value on the internet. So a lot of people will just buy a car off the internet, call, buy the car. We'll deliver it right to their house. And that's the first time they see the car in person is when we deliver the vehicle right to their house.
Wow, I'm trying to think if I've ever even come close to doing that. I like to get, you know, I like a test drive and get in it and smell it and drive it.
See how the brakes work.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Well, here, look, I'll give you an example. There was a, years and years ago, Jaguar had a sedan. And like 30 years ago, I thought, man, I would like even to buy like a 3-year-old Jaguar XJ, whatever. Then I got in it. And one thing about that car kept me from wanting it. And it didn't take 30 seconds. And I knew. And it was an emergency brake that was right down by your right leg, right on the left side of that center console thing. And it hit me right in my leg. And I thought I could never drive this car because that thing keeps, the way I sit, it gouged my leg.
My dad used to sold cars for 40 years, and he used to like to scare people on a test drive by how quality of the car it was. Especially if it was a rainy day, he'd take him out on a test drive. He'd take him down a side road of Highway 40 or whatever. He'd be doing about 60 miles an hour, be raining, and he'd take his hands off the wheel and slam on the brakes, and the car would go, it would just come to a stop. It wouldn't skid, wouldn't veer right, wouldn't veer left.
That's a great demonstration.
People are like ready to give somebody a heart attack in the driver's seat, and he'd look at them and go, hopefully you'll never need those brakes in a situation like that, but if you need them,
they work.
They're there. That was his big sales pitch, was to scare him into buying the car.
A great demonstration. Did you ever guys ever have anybody take a test drive and steal the car and never bring it back?
That'd be terrible.
No, that has happened.
It happened one time in the, it would have been the mid-90s when I was here. We had a white four-door S10 Blazer, mm-hmm. when the old Blazers were out with four doors.
Right.
And it had a ground effects package on it, and the ground effects was green. And somebody came and test drove it, and we used to have a hardware store right down at the bottom of the hill. And they went in that hardware store and had another key made for it. And then they came back, gave us the keys back, and then they came back later, before we closed, just walked up to it and jumped in it and took off.
Wow.
John Lindoff had a hilarious commercial before we started the show, right before we started the show, where you guys had a situation out there where, I'm not sure if it was somebody that worked for you or whatever, but somebody got into your used car office and stole keys off the wall, and they took about four of your cars at the same time a couple years ago, and they eventually caught all four of the guys. It was a big news story and everything, but Johnny Lindoff worked that into his TV commercial. He goes, hey, we got cars flying off the lot sometimes when we're not even here.
I remember that. I do remember that. Well, those days are over, because with push button start, you're not going to be making a key anywhere to a car.
That's right.
And I think that's where we're headed. I think eventually they're you still sell a few start with a key, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we were only a year or two away from everything being push button, so you're not going to be able to do that anymore. Which one of you would like to give the phone number? They're fighting.
314-837-1800.
That's right.
Shop 24/7 at longdoff.com.
Open late tonight. Interstate 270 North County, Washington, Elizabeth exit, sitting where you've been sitting since 1960. And you do realize that in November, December, about 2.5 months, you will be celebrating the 60th anniversary at that location. How about that? That'll be a big year. All right, boys, it's a pleasure. And I guess we'll talk to the boss Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Take care.
They're on the way. The AM the PM crowd is on the way. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good afternoon.
You too. Bye-bye. 24/7, of course, at Londa.com. Music Maestro. Help. I need somebody. Help. Not just anybody. Help. You don't need someone. Help. Time to talk a little tech talk and get you the help you need. If you have a little trouble with Alexa, have a little trouble finding out how to get Netflix, because you know you should be able to get it, but you don't know if you have the right equipment. There are 1,000 questions that people have in the course of a week, because there's just too much stuff, and it becomes overwhelming. We have a person here who can help you. If you don't have your own teenager at home, we have the world's oldest teenager. It used to be Dick Clark, now it's Josh Bauman. He'll help you with it. Brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues. I might add that Josh and his son, you go from here downtown?
Mm-hmm. My wife's joining us here in a few minutes, and we're going to head downtown.
To see and touch the Stanley Cup.
Yes. Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, courtesy of Window World, by the way, windowworldstlouis.com, Josh Bauman.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Josh, and hello to your son, Jax, who's also in the studio. Oh, I call him Jax. I don't know why, because I always think of Sons of Anarchy.
Oh,
and that lead character's name was Jax. Yeah. I'm sorry, Jackson. You don't like for it to be shortened to Jax, do you?
No, I hate it.
Okay. Well, you know what? No. I like anybody who just flat out is honest and tells the truth. You should say.
Cost me my job.
No, you should say you hate it, because now I will never do it again. Most people mamby-pamby. Oh, I know. I don't care. I guess I don't mind. No, do you like it or not like it? And he hates it, so it'll never happen again. Jackson, we have to tell people what you told me when you walked in here earlier in the show, and Tim brought it up, and I don't believe we've ever discussed eating placenta before, no. But he brings it up. So Jackson comes in. Go ahead. Tell him what you told me happened to school today.
So me and my dad were listening to the show in
my
the car.
My dad and I were listening to the show. You're in school, right? Yeah. Sorry, my dad and I were listening to the show. Go ahead.
English teacher.
Go ahead.
And we heard about you talking about eating placenta.
Yeah, well,
and
yeah. I didn't eat it. Yeah, but we talked about it. Yeah,
we had just learned. I had just learned this in health that they actually, instead of eating it, I guess normally, they put it into pills.
Placenta pills.
Yeah.
What are the chances?
Gross, man.
I agree, Bob. What are the chances they are studying this and then we go on today and I guess they dry it and make it into a powder and make it into pills. And somebody in here brought up, and I forgot about that, Matthew McConaughey, and I don't know what the actress was or who his girlfriend or wife was, but he, right there in the hospital, apparently ate, sounds disgusting. And,
I'm all right.
And I don't know.
So you're not going to be doing that, Lemmy?
No, I'll probably just take a multivitamin. I'll be all right.
I don't know
vitamin.
I don't know what the health benefits really are of placenta. And what class is this, Jack? Is this a health class or what?
Yes, health.
Oh, so they still have health?
Yeah.
That's all right. I remember health. What grade are you in?
Eighth.
Yeah, my seventh grade health teacher was named Mr. Clark, and I really liked Mr. Clark. And I don't remember much about school, seventh, eighth, but I do remember in health class a couple of things that he told us. And one of the things he did one day, he walked in and he handed out, he walked up and down the aisle to the desk and gave everybody a candy bar, like a Snickers bar.
Huh.
And I thought, well, this is going to be a great day in school. He said, then open that up. And he says, go ahead, start eating your candy bar. And then he proceeded to tell us about energy from sugar and how your body requires a certain amount. And I thought, man, we need to do this every day. Let's just talk about eating sugar and candy bars. I remember that. And then I remember that he... And it was like... Josh, please, come on. Your son's in here. Come on, man. That it was like he was embarrassed to talk about it, but we had a day where we hit, like a week, it was hygiene week. You guys talked about like deodorant and stuff, Jackson?
Not really.
In health? Well, you should. That's part of health.
We should.
And well, in general, we kind of have, but...
Did they tell you, how old are you?
13.
Do you use deodorant?
Yeah.
Well, good.
Body's changing.
Well, you should. But Mr. Clark, it was like Mr. Clark was embarrassed to say, now, ladies and gentlemen, that's what he called us. He said, you're at an age now, you need to be using. And he actually brought in a couple samples of deodorant, and like we know what that looked like. And, yeah, you need to, and some of you gentlemen, you'll be shaving soon. He had some shaving cream there, and it was, and then he got into brushing your teeth and, just general hygiene that, because, you know, we're becoming, I'm sorry, you're what, 12?
13.
Do you date? Do you drive and date yet?
No.
You ever tell the
drive.
Truth?
Did
you ever
13.
Go? You ever grab the keys, go out in the middle of the night, just run up down the street? And no. Okay, I believe it.
He probably will.
He told me he did, but he's not going to tell you. He's not.
You know
that.
You know that we have a friends couple. One of their kids, their boys, at 14, Grandpa had a Corvette. And Grandpa lived right down the street. He gets up at like 2 in the morning, sneaks out of the house, knows where Grandpa has the key hanging for the Corvette, gets in the at 14 and drives it to Effingham, Illinois.
No way.
In the middle of the night.
Effingham.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. It was. I'll never forget when they told us that.
Wow. Every time I hear Effingham, Illinois.
I know. Pass me some more of that Effingham.
My daughter
look
saw
at
that.
Jackson thought that was funny.
I know.
I don't know how he knows what that means.
From you.
but they did. They and his brother was supposed to keep his mouth shut, and he couldn't stand it, so he just blurted out, you know, he took the car to Effingham, Illinois. And so they call the. I mean, you can imagine the panic. You're 14-year-olds in the car. Jackson, don't ever do that. Don't ever do anything like that. Scare your parents.
I think he's driven my wife's father's car, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So it's 1931 Model A.
Ooh.
A 31 wow. Model A?
Fully restored.
Whoa. I've also driven his. Oh, wait. You just said that.
Yeah.
And Jackson, if you ever find your dad's stack of penthouses, make sure you put them back in exactly the order that you found them.
It's electronic.
Because Sam remembers the order.
Now you're talking like a 50-year-old. They don't need to look at penthouse. Well, he's got a phone and a computer.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, of course you don't. Some guys are old school. Jackson, do you know what pornography is?
No.
Yes, you do. You haven't. I'm sure you've never looked at it. But yeah, you know what it is. Okay, now we're making Josh nervous. Josh is really, really nervous.
Yeah.
Let me give the phone numbers in case Bart's already on the phone. But let me give the numbers. People have issues, questions. Not everybody has a son like Jackson, and you don't even need him anyway. You're an IT guy, but most of us need a generation back to tell us how this stuff works. 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. Let me talk to Bart.
Sure.
And then we'll get moving here. Bart, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hello, Josh.
Hello, Bart.
I used to sneak my dad's motorcycle out when I was 12.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, wow. That ended badly with the St. Louis County Police. Mm-hmm.
I would imagine. Yeah, I would imagine so.
That's a real. They actually called. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and they called my mom. She said, "Oh, Bart's asleep. Call tomorrow." And she hung up on him. And all those cops were just having a field day laughing. They thought it was so funny. They didn't believe that as well. He's like, "Just give me your license. We'll get you. You're getting the ticket, and we'll just call the night." I'm just like, "No, I'm 12."
you must have been an old looking 12-year-old.
I was always tall for my age, but the reason I was calling, I almost slipped down and said it. My father is actually someone that you knew, last name Woodcock, first name Richard.
Yes, absolutely, I knew your father.
Yeah. Unfortunately, he passed away suddenly last November.
Yeah, and I remember him. He had, Denise, remember Denise? Did they get married?
Yeah, that would be my mom.
Oh my God, you're Denise's son.
You guys share the same little name.
You know what, Bart? We you're moving around and we're done stuff. It's hard to understand. What?
Oh, I said you guys share the same middle name.
Oh, yes, we do. Middle initial. Can I tell it? Let me tell everybody a. Just a real quick story about your mom. Is she around? Is she okay? I mean, she's still around?
She's doing fine. We also lost our sister here. Richard passed in November. My sister just passed about a month or so ago. So she's okay, but, you know, it's rough.
Oh. Now, was Richard your father?
Well, stepfather. But
okay. Here's the deal. This guy, Bart, his stepfather and his mom, picked one of my kids when he was 5 years old. And it's like something you read about or hear about where an agent is in town and they go, "We're going to make that kid a star." And they took my son when he was five. And for those who don't know, we used to have stores in town called Venture, owned by the May Company, Venture Stores. Yep. And we still have at home several copies of different ads that my son was in as a little kid. He was a model. And Bart's mom was the one who said, "Let's put him in some ads." And my little five-year-old kid made a few $1,000s modeling. As a five-year-old, he was making money. And I will never forget that. And my wife and I obviously had to take him. He's five. He can't drive himself to the photography sessions. And I don't think he had any idea what was going on. Here, put on this little sailor suit and grin and look here and snap, and there's the picture. Yeah, your stepdad took those pictures. Oh, my goodness. Nice to hear from you. I'm sorry about your stepdad.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, what it is. But anyway, that's how I get it.
Anyway.
The question, yeah, you got me. The computer question I had was, you had a laptop. We got past the password to get into the laptop, but he has, like, Word files. We don't know the combinations to his gun safe. And he was quite a collector of guns. And we had talked about it a couple of times, like, you know, maybe you should give one of us the combos to get safe or whatever. You know, yeah, it's a good idea. And then, you know, the unfortunate happens.
Sure.
And there is a file, a Word file that has, you know, combinations and the safe combinations and such. It's, you know, it's got a title for it, but it's encrypted.
Well, is it a keypad safe or is it the old dial?
It's keypad.
Why couldn't you have a locksmith? I mean, you obviously have proof that, you know, death certificate.
That's where it gets really funny, because they with these keypad safes. My first recommendation is don't buy one, unless you buy one that has the key bypass.
Right.
Because batteries can go dead too. I've had that happen a couple of times.
Okay, but usually on a keypad safe, there are two external points, a positive and negative, where you can touch a 9-volt battery externally if the battery dies inside. I got a couple of those. There's nothing like that on it. I can't believe that if it's battery operated, right?
Yeah, we've called probably 8-10 different locksmiths, and they're all very questionable, saying, yeah, if it's just keypad and it doesn't have a key bypass, that most likely the only way you're going to get into it is cut into it.
Wow.
Man, I sure thought every electric battery-operated keypad safe had, if you remove a plate, sometimes you have to take a little plate off, and there are your positive, negative. You touch a 9-volt to it, and you can... Now we got a horrible signal. We can't understand anything. Oh,
sorry.
That's right.
I got the keypad off.
Yeah.
I can get to the wires, but, you know, like I said, I'm impressed that all these locksmiths even say, you know, they're not going to come out and take your $100 and $120 or whatever and say, nope, we can't do it without destroying it. So I have to say I'm impressed with the honesty there.
It sounds to me like you don't have any choice. You're going to have to cut into it.
Yeah.
Well, but that's what my question was. He's got these encrypted Word programs.
Do you know?
Is it possible to get past that at all?
Well, you're using the word encrypted. Are they really encrypted, or are they just password protected?
I guess password protected.
So, like, if they still have the Word icon, and you can double click on it, and it attempts to open Microsoft Word and prompts you for a passcode or a password?
Correct, yes.
Those are relatively easily cracked. Email me at joshtechadvice@gmail.com, and I'll find you a site that won't infect your machine if you...
Okay.
Sorry.
No, Josh, in front of your son.
That's pretty darn easy to do. So I'll find you a site that'll crack the passcode on that file for you.
Okay. Is your email? I'm sorry. Josh.
Nope. No. Josh Tech Advice. Josh Tech Advice at gmail.com.
Got it. Okay. Well, sounds
hey
good.
Bart, you tell your mom I said hello. I love your mom. Your mom was terrific.
Yeah, you guys ought to get together and have lunch sometime.
That'd be great. Tell her I said hello.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Bart.
All right. Thanks for the help. Bye.
That was such a big deal, man. I still have those pictures.
Oh, I remember all the flyers.
Circulars, well, yeah,
right?
You pick up especially the Sunday paper.
Yeah.
And their Venture had a whole circular.
Kmart.
Oh, yeah. Everybody had one in there. And then there was the Dillard's, a famous bar. And you'd open that Venture thing up, and several different times over a couple of years, there he was modeling his little clothes and stuff. And, yeah, that was, wow, I forgot all about that. Brandon is up next. Brandon, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hey, Josh, how you doing?
Good, Brandon. How are you?
Doing all right. Hey, my question for you is, I recently switched over to AT&T's gigabit internet service.
Okay.
And I didn't realize that the gigabit speed only applies to a wired connection. It doesn't apply to wireless connections.
Yeah.
So my question is there anything that I can do to get that gigabit speed through a wireless connection?
You're going to end up having to step up to a pricier Wi-Fi router. The Google Wi-Fi router is one of them that comes to mind. The problem is even with enterprise-grade wireless access points, it is extremely difficult unless you're spending $1,500 an AP to get gig through the air. That's a pretty tall task to reach. Your average home unit, you'll be able to get 200-300 meg through the air, no problem. Is there a particular reason why you're wanting to get gig over the air?
Not a particular reason. Just all the devices in my house are. I use my TV. I don't subscribe to cable or anything like that.
Right.
So I stream, stream TV, and then we have about I think 4 mobile phones and 2 laptops.
Okay. All of those likely support AC, 802.11ac.
That's what I was going to say. 802.11ac. That's what I was going to say.
That's the standard that really started supporting speeds over 500 meg. And again, that's all in theory. Conditions have to be exactly right for that to work. I apologize. The newest
Jackson, standard, light a candle, will you? A couple of candles.
The newest standard is AX. 802.11.ax. That's commonly referred to as Wi-Fi Generation 6 or Wi-Fi 6. You can. I don't know that there's an AP on the a residential access point on the market that supports AX or version 6 yet. Probably you're going to see the most of them support AC, and that's probably going to be about the fastest you can get. And I think out of the box, they cap out at right around 800.
Anybody else in this room have no idea what he's talking about?
Yeah, I can go on and on about Wi-Fi. Right.
I've got not an idea what he's talking about.
This is way above my
pay. Yeah, Wi-Fi is one of my
things. He's saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're looking probably around 800 meg tops with AC.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I won't have any problem if I decide to add another, add more wireless devices. Speed wise.
No, okay. No, you won't. Unless you got over 25 to 30 devices on a single access point, you won't have a problem.
Okay. Yeah, I doubt that I ever get that many devices.
Well, never
okay,
say never. Once you start getting your refrigerator connected and the toaster connected and your doorbell connected, you'll
Brandon,
reach that.
You watch a lot of porn, don't you? Just tell the truth. You
no.
Oh, sure. Right. Hey, Brandon, thank you for the call. Thanks for listening.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right. See, here we go. Once you get started, they want you. They need you.
Everybody
Jim.
Does.
Jim needs you. Jim, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Oh, yeah, Josh, I don't have a tech question. I just wanted to congratulate Limey on getting out of Lamaze class.
Isn't that what? We did it. It's the worst.
So
I'm going to speak for every guy on Earth here. It's just stupid.
It is stupid. Yeah, it's absolutely stupid. A waste of time. And we had to go like 5 or 6 of them. It's just a complete waste of time.
And you end up never using it.
Was the woman planning to breathe? I mean,
yeah. No. Jim's right. All it is just breathe. Well, crap, we're breathing anyway. I mean, and then when you get in there, it's all out the window because none of it really matters.
However, I do have one.
And there's always a however in life.
I have one very amusing memory of our classes. There was this Australian woman in the class with a heavy accent. Very attractive woman and a really, really nice accent. But they would ask us, does anyone have any questions? And this came up during more than one session. She always had the very same question. I don't want to promote a stereotype, but I'm about to anyway. Her only question was, how soon can I drink? All she wanted to know is when this is over. When can I drink?
I think when I could be wrong. When St. John's did that sort of steak dinner for us, I think they had a couple glasses of wine for us, one for her, one for me. I think if I remember.
Yeah, I don't think they probably don't want you just slugging down the.
Did you eat your wife's placenta?
No, you know what? I missed out on that.
Darn. A lot of us
By
did.
By the way, Frank, could you load your shotgun real quick? I got a quick one.
Yeah, sure. Hang on.
This is somewhat related. You'll know this one.
By the way, it's quadruple aught buckshot. The shells are, so you better be good here. Go ahead.
Why do women fake orgasms?
Who cares?
Because they think men care.
Well, the same thing. Who cares? They think men care. I'm going to have to wound you. You got him wounded. Okay. Thank you, Jim.
All right. Great show, Ed.
Okay. Earmuffs,
Jackson. He had no catch.
Yeah, I forgot he was here. The Lamaze thing, when we had Jackson, I know the hospital, St. Anthony's, made us go through Lamaze before they would agree to do an epidural.
They made you?
Yeah.
I thought,
like, we had to have that
signed off. I signed up because I thought we were going to learn how to work on a Pontiac. And I thought it was Le Mans. It was the Le Mans.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a waste of time. It really was. Sorry if anybody teaches it. No offense.
Nothing like that. No. You don't need it. Lucky me.
You don't need it. And by the way, Jackson, this guy here, Limey, you don't follow in his footsteps going getting girls pregnant. You don't want to do that.
Wear protection, young man.
Yeah, he's voice of experience. Go ahead, Josh.
So you know how Alexa and Google Assistant, the Google Home, that AI assistant is kind of taking over, where they can answer questions, set meeting appointments on your calendar for you. Now, Alexa can apply for a job at McDonald's for you.
I saw that article. I read that article.
Yeah.
Yes.
That happened.
Yeah.
So you more or less say the keyword, help me find a job at McDonald's, I think is what the phrase, and it will start the process and then send you a link in your email to finish the application process to get a job at McDonald's.
Yeah. She you know how sometimes at a doctor's, and I love it when they do this, they'll over the phone ask you all that stuff you don't really want to sit in the office and fill out, and by the time you get there, it's mostly done. It's kind of like that. Alexa says, here, she'll ask you this and this and this and this, and then you're kind of done with the McDonald's application, except for a couple of finishing touches online. Yeah.
Which is pretty, if you think about it, pretty interesting from McDonald's standpoint, because their demographic, that younger worker, is changing how they apply for things and how they do things.
Right.
So by harnessing Alexa, if you will, maybe they'll get more job applicants. I don't know. It's interesting. It'll be interesting to see how far that goes to other companies.
I guess at some point, every job applicant is going to hopefully get to the point where they're sitting in person in front of whoever is going to be their boss.
Right.
It seems to me like
have to.
It just seems to me like it takes this nowadays too long to get to that point.
Yeah, I agree.
You used to be able to pick up the phone and say, "Are you job opening?" Well, come on in, and they'd meet you, and then, now you got to go through 8 different steps before you get there.
I've had people ask me to borrow my house because their kids are so loud, to use my dining room as an online job interview where they actually do it.
I've done that before.
Oh, yeah, because you don't want a bunch of noise.
Right.
Yeah. I had to do that in Vegas. So I was at a conference in Vegas, and I was sitting in my hotel room and doing a virtual job interview with a company in St. Louis. That was the first time I'd done that before.
And I don't have a problem with that. You're looking at each other, and they can see if you got any twitches or quirks or if your face is tattooed
or whatever.
Yeah. If you look weird. And by the way, if we're honest, there are just people that flat out look weird.
Yeah,
sure.
Yes, there are.
There was a girl that waited on me 2 days ago, and she was just really nice. It's all I could do. It was all I could do to not say, "You are such a nice girl. Why did you ruin your face?"
What did she do?
She had the stretched out earlobes, big old gauges, and a couple of rings in her eyebrows. She was just a wonderful, beautiful. Let me address real quickly all beautiful women. If you're cute, pretty, attractive, whatever, why would you want to mess that up? There are women that pay to be as attractive as you are naturally. They have plastic surgery to look like you, and then you mess it up with, sticking pieces of metal through your face and painting yourself up with stuff you can't remove. Don't do that. Jackson, when you start dating, which will be, tomorrow.
A couple of weeks.
Would you be attracted to a woman whose all of one of her legs was tattooed and like an entire arm, shoulder to wrist? Do you like that? Look.
No.
You think you're going to get any tattoos? Do you have any desire right now, forget that your dad is here, to have any tattoos?
Not really.
No, that okay. Not really.
That'll probably
that
change.
Means
yeah, that'll
he's
change.
Thought about it.
I've got a problem.
And he said he has no problem
except
with
except for one like his.
Yeah, I've got a I've got a tattoo. Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Where? On my leg.
And what is? You probably told us this.
The footprint that the funeral home took of my son.
That's right. Yeah. See, I'm okay with
yeah.
that.
Yeah. As long as it's meaningful, I have no problem with tattoos. Yeah.
There you go. All right.
Jackson. And Jackson also said that he's riding down there with his mom because of his dad's gastro problem.
Well, riding in the same car, buddy.
We've got eight candles going in here right now. Dave wants to talk to Josh, sure. I would imagine. Dave, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hello, Josh. I am AM and the PM.
Hello. Thank you, Dave.
What can I help you with?
I got a question for you. I have AT&T internet, and I have 1 terabyte of data.
Okay. That's probably your monthly cap, right?
Right. So I have my phone, an iPad, and I stream TV for the most part. How do I know how much I'm using?
That's a really good question. I would assume
can't you online and have you have an account?
Yeah, I would assume your account with AT&T would give you an idea of maybe a dashboard or something that you can log into that it will tell you the amount of data that you've used.
Can I just ask you a question, Dave, if you don't mind? Terabyte, isn't that a lot of stuff, a terabyte?
That's 1,000 gigabytes.
So that's like a lot of movies or something.
Yeah, so it's funny that you bring this up. I was talking with a buddy of mine this morning about getting internet service at his new house that he's building, and AT&T is the only carrier that will come into that subdivision, and he's worried about this 1 terabyte limit. And he looked, he's a voracious streamer. Just that's all he does is stream and download stuff and different games. But he is only using, last month he used 720 gig,
which is not even close.
Three quarters of the 1 terabyte cap. So unless you are seriously downloading porn, you likely will not have to worry about that.
Okay, well, I'm not a gamer or anything, and I don't have cable, and I'm in a subdivision where all I can get is AT&T also.
Yeah.
But anyway, I have a second question.
You did, and you caught yourself. That's good. That's a good sign.
Second question, Facebook.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you're looking at Facebook, you know, there'll be a little, I don't know what you call it, in-between posts, people you may know.
Yeah.
Okay. And it'll say 10 mutual friends.
Right.
Okay. On my phone, if I touch that, it used to show me who they were.
Well, okay. Yeah. That all depends on the security settings of the person you're looking at. So say it's
right.
It's recommended. No, go ahead.
No, I understand that because I've kind of Googled some of it. But if I do it on my iPad, I can see it. Did I set something in my phone that's blocking that?
No. Normally it's the security settings of the person that you're looking at, not dependent on the device you're using. So that's kind of surprising.
Oh, okay. Like I said, because on my iPad, it shows the mutual friends.
Huh.
Could it be a software update?
You know, it very well could be. I know... I actually deactivated my Facebook account a couple weeks ago, and that's a whole other story. But I know between my wife's phone and my phone, the app on my phone was constantly messing up and I would have to kill it and restart it. She never has those kind of problems. So I think sometimes you get a different version of the app on different devices, and that can cause a problem, you know, them to act differently.
Okay. All right. Well, you've been a big help, and I appreciate it. Right. And I am AM into PM forever.
And we appreciate that. Thank you, Dave.
Okay, Frank. Take care.
All right. Jackson, how are you doing in there? Okay?
Good.
Is there anything that you need to jump in with? You have any questions? You have any questions?
Nope.
No? Okay, well, sit back, relax. And
I think we should give him some life advice. 13, like, that's a horrible time to go through for your body becoming a teenager.
I don't want to be bored with that.
Do you think you're in an awkward part of your life at 13? Do you feel like things are awkward or
no?
No.
Oh, so much for that, Limey.
Rico Suave. Yeah, right. I will say, Limey, don't believe ultrasounds until you actually see what it is. Jackson,
yeah,
his first ultrasound, he was supposed to be a girl.
Uh-huh.
a month before his due date, we went back for that one of the last ultrasounds or whatever to make sure everything was okay. The ultrasound tech says, and actually she was our neighbor. She says, you think you're having a girl, right? Yeah. She goes, well,
We saw a penis on the ultrasound.
She said, you're having a boy, not a girl. So we had 4 weeks. We had he was the first grandkid on both sides. So we had four or five showers worth of clothes to return.
All little girl stuff.
Man. All little girl stuff.
My room was painted pink.
His room was pink.
How far into the pregnancy were you before you?
This was about 4 weeks before delivery.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You were almost Jacqueline, Jackson.
I was almost Isabella, is what they told me.
Oh, that's
Isabella.
Pretty
Isabella.
Yeah.
Isabella. Uh-huh.
Well, if you decide to be transgender, you could still go with that.
That's not.
He's shaking his head.
We're not even going there. So the joke was Isabella was a fella.
Ah, that's good. Jackson, I'll ask you things that your dad probably would be nervous to ask you. Have you ever smoked a cigarette, Jackson?
No.
Jackson?
No.
Right. Jackson? Puff? Like puffed a cigarette? Just what? A puff. You took a puff, right?
Just took a hit.
No.
No?
Yeah, yeah.
He's lying.
I'm looking at him. He's getting red.
He's lying. Yeah, he's nervous. He's lying. No. It's okay to tell the truth. Nothing's going to happen.
In fact,
when you're truthful and honest, you get rewarded for that, for being truthful. Yeah, have you had a whiskey sour? now that Dan asks, maybe probably don't even know what that is.
Yeah, like, that's I have no time. Idea.
Well, I do believe. Yeah. I believe you there. Go ahead, Josh. I'm sorry.
So Amazon released at their hardware event a couple new footprints of devices. I don't know if you guys have a problem with losing your dog. Like if you let them out to go to the bathroom and they run off and don't come back, you can now buy a device called the Amazon Fetch. And it will track your dog for you and show you where your dog is.
That's a simple GPS thing.
Right.
It's a collar, right?
It's a little dongle that goes on the collar, I believe. So they're coming out with the Echo Frames, similar to the Google glasses that came out years ago. They won't have a camera on them. So they said that the primary function of it will be to put Alexa in your ear.
Yeah, you talk to your glasses.
Right, you talk to your glasses.
See, that is not going to take off.
I don't think so either. I think the Google glasses was more useful with the camera because as you were looking at things, it could tell you in that little piece of glass what you were looking at.
And you could record video.
Right.
Yeah. This talking glasses.
I don't think so either. Amazon is coming out with their own version of Wi-Fi. Actually, they bought a company called Eero to compete with Google Wi-Fi. Anne Frank, I know you will. This will be on the top.
Anne Frank, I'm not Anne Frank.
No, sorry.
Anne Frank died.
She did.
This will likely be on the top of your Christmas list. Is the Amazon Smart Oven?
My wife will be interested.
It's like a microwave countertop device that
cook
you can
me a pie.
Tell Alexa.
Here, I shot this rabbit. Now make me a hair pie.
Oh my goodness!
Jackson's not laughing. So that's good. It's a good thing.
He thinks rabbits are hairs.
Yeah.
Well, they are. So you can set temperature and length of cook time and stuff like that with Alexa. So that was their big...
Anybody here use one of these air fryers?
I hear all the rage.
But I've tried some fried chicken from made in a air fryer.
Because I hear they're really unbelievable.
Good, yeah.
You can cook anything in them.
Yeah, you can. You got to get a big one, though, that's got the big pan or
whatever. You can put a steak in it.
Yeah.
Toasted
ravioli, fries.
How much do they cost?
I think it varies, 150. Really.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this sounds like the new big thing.
A buddy of mine has one.
Here's the worst. Air popcorn. You ever have one of those air popcorn poppers? Yeah. Horrible.
Yeah. It tastes like air.
It tastes exactly like air or cardboard. No taste. Terrible.
Yep.
Popcorn needs oil, grease, butter, that kind of thing. You have 40 seconds to completely bail out. Jackson, thank you for sharing the placenta pill story with us. I found it very interesting, and you're a good guy. I like you. I think you're on your way to great things or prison. We don't. we won't know for a while. One of the
not
other.
In between.
That's
one
right.
The other.
You know how to wrap it up.
I'm Josh, the tech guy, and it's time to say bye.
All right. And, one last time, give them your email address.
Josh.
Sorry. Oh boy. Oh man. Oh.
JoshTechAdvice@gmail.com.
You're not gonna pass gas on the Stanley Cup, are you?
No. Well you told Jackson to pee in it.
Well, that was off the air.
Oh, sorry.
He's not gonna do that. Josh Bauman, he'll be back next Monday. In the meantime, that's his email address. You can contact him. I wouldn't go anywhere if I were you. Stay where you are because there's a lot of good stuff coming up. Playhouse included. It is 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, and 590thefan.com, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. President Trump is praising the new U.S. trade deal with Japan.
They will create countless jobs, expand investment and commerce, reduce our trade deficit very substantially, promote fairness and reciprocity, and unlock the vast opportunities for growth.
Speaking at the White House, Trump said the deal is a win-win proposition for both countries. He also called it a game changer for U.S. farmers and ranchers. The accord covers agricultural exports and digital trade. Trump said the deal helps create a